USA Radio News.
The COVID relief bill passes the House. The American Rescue Plan approved early Saturday morning. The $2 trillion bill now goes to the Senate. Another COVID vaccine closer to approval. Federal Health Advisor Friday announcing their support for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. President Biden celebrating the news in Houston, but also issuing a warning.
Cases and hospitalizations could go back up with new variants emerge. And it's not the time to relax. We have to keep washing our hands, staying socially distanced, and for God's sake, wear your mask.
Biden yesterday also discussing the military strike he ordered in Syria this week. The strike's aimed at Iran for supporting militia groups that U.S. officials believe have attacked American troops. Biden says Iran should be aware that it can't act with impunity. The Pentagon says 7 missiles damaged or destroyed 11 buildings, but no casualties reported. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Big tech under fire at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference getting underway Friday in Orlando. The annual convention draws big-name Republican lawmakers. One of those speaking on day one, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. He says companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter have brought us to a crisis point.
These companies have more power than any companies in American history, and they're allying with the radical left to try to impose their agenda on this country. They want to run this country, and if we don't do something, they are going to.
He says that could lead to America becoming an oligarchy. Hawley calling for the breakup of big tech companies as part of a new nationalism, he says, will make the rule of the people real in this country. Hawley and other CPAC speakers also discussing illegal immigration. The number of people trying to cross the border on the rise. Reports out yesterday showed the Biden administration is responding by planning to open a new tent facility in Texas. This coming after another facility that also opened in Texas just a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa speaks Saturday at CPAC. On Friday, he talked to the Epoch Times and said there's no reason the government should call for vaccinated Americans to wear a mask. Here's John Clemens.
The comments from Congressman Issa came while the member of the GOP from California spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference that's underway in Orlando.
For the first time ever, here is a series of vaccines, safe and effective, 95%+ effective. And what's happening? They're telling us to leave our mask on, to continue social distancing. That's absurd. The reality is that the benefit of taking this safe and effective vaccine is so you can get about your life, go back to doing things as usual.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Among those on today's CPAC schedule, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Former President Trump speaks Sunday. Trump still using his influence in the political arena. Trump Friday endorsing Ohio Republican House candidate Max Miller. He's running against incumbent Republican Anthony Gonzalez, who voted to impeach Trump last month. 3 people killed in a plane crash in Georgia, happening Friday in Gainesville. A single-engine plane goes down in a ravine just after takeoff. No word on a cause. A wing from one of the planes falls off and lands in the bedroom of a home, but no one on the ground is hurt. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.